Okay. We got to the top of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The two dots. The Mishnah says that we're actually at the end of Kuf Tazayin Amud Beis. L'fikach anachnu chayavim. But because of that, Hashem took us out. That's why we're chayav to say how. So Amar Chista Amar Yechanan Haluka Kesia Yedidya Achasein. All these things. It's not two separate words, haluk and then ka, or case and then ka, and yedid and then ka. Rather, it's one word. So the first nafkamina is, everybody speaks out, that if it's two different words, so it's haluk ka, praise Hashem, so the ka is the shame Hashem. And if that's the case, the ka would be kalish. Another nafkamina is tam, how do you write it in on a cloth, we want to write it for real. If it's like we'll see soon in the Gemara, if you write it as one word or you write it as two words. Now the question is, if it is one word, so what does it mean? So Haluka we'll see soon if it's one word what it means. But the other ones, Rashbam seems to say that if it's one word, so it's just like a poetic way of saying things, but it just means. Kesia means case, and kisei, and yedidya means yedid. It doesn't really have anything to do with the Shem Hashem at all. Marsha argues. Marsha says no. That even if it's one word, just like Yeshaya, Yirmiya, there's many names that had the Shem Hashem in it. Like we know, Chazal tells us that a lot of the names of Kaisa have the Shem Hashem in it. It's not kaddish because it's not a freestanding word, and it's the person is being called Al Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is nishtatef into the name or into the word, but it's referring to Hashem. It means the kisi of Hashem and the yedid of Hashem. Just it's not referring to Hashem himself. It's the person who's called Al Shem Hashem, and therefore, since it's one word, it's not going to be kaddish. But it's not pshat that it has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem at all. But the Rashbam, the way he learned, it's a poetic way of writing things. Sometimes we write things with extra letters, with extra yuds and hays, and it has nothing to do with Hashem Hashem. It just means yedid, or it just means kisei. So that's what Rabbi Chista is saying over here in the name of Yechon. All these three words are one word. It's not hallelu and then ka, praise Hashem, but rather halleluka, kesiyo yedid yachasein. Rav Amar, similarly, Rav says kesiyo merchavia. Right, further on in Telem, we say Anonim America of not there over there is talking two words. It's where it says the word Merchavia. It's also Achasein. It's also one word, not two words. Rabba Merchavia Bolvad. Merchavia is the only one that's one word. But everything else he disagrees and he holds as two words. So he boilu. So now the Gemara is a Shaila. Merchavia, the Rav Chista, according to the Rav Chista, who didn't mention that one, the Rav Chista was the first mandamar. He only mentioned Haluka, Kesia, and Yedidya. So what does he hold about Merchavia? Is it one word or two words? Mai teku, says the Gemara. Iboilu, Yedidya the Rav Mai. Rav, who was the second one, who said Kesia Merchavia. So the Shaila is he saying Dafka Kesia Merchavia, or is he coming to add? But he wasn't coming to disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, and he would agree that Yedidya is one word. So Yedidya Rav Mai Toshema, the Amar Rav Yedidya Nechlak Lishnaim Yedidya is split into two words. Lefikach, and therefore, like we spoke out before, Yedid Chol, the word Yedid is Chol, and Ka is Kadosh because it's Yedid Ka, the Yedid of Hashem. Iboilu, Haluka Rav Mai. What about Haluka according to Rav? Is it one word or two words? Toshimata Amar Rav. Rav said, Chazina Tili the Bei Chaviva, I saw the Tehillim of my uncle, Rabbi Chia. Dichsiv Behu, Halalu Bechagisa, Vikal Bechagisa. The Halalu was on one line and the Ko was on the next line. So obviously it's two separate words, because if it's one word, you can't take one word and split it in half and have it half on one line and half on the other line. Uplid Rabbi Shimon Levi, this argues on Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi, my Haleluka, what's the Lashon of Haleluka? Hallelu behilulim harbe, praise Hashem with many praises. The Lashon of Haleluka is that it means many hilulim. So according to this, it's not two words, it's one word. It's not Haleluka, praise Hashem, because then rather he's saying that hallelujah means many praises. Upligdi day adi day, and there's a steer in Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi himself, Tar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, because Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said a different memra, that Ba'asara Mamoris Oshrach never b'Sefer Tehillim, that we find 10 expressions of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Sefer Tehillim. We find Nitzuach, number 1, Nigun is number 2, Maskil is 3, Mizmor is 4, Mashir is 5, Asher is 6, Tilo is 7, Tfilo is 8, Baida is 9, and Behaluyah is 10. Gadol Mikulam, the most choshev out of these 10, is Haluka, Shekel Hashem, Vishvav Vazakas, because this one has the Shem Hashem in it, and it's a praise, so it's two things combined, so it's the most choshev out of the 10. So this member of Yishuv ben Levi is not like the first member, because according to the first member, the Hallelujah has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem. It just means many praises. Over here, he's saying that Hallelujah is, it means praise Hashem, it has the Shem Hashem in it, and therefore that's why it's more chasher than any of the other expressions of Shvach that are mentioned in Sefer Tehillim. Omer Abiyuta Amar Shmuel. Shira Sheva Teira, the Shira of the Teira, the Shira Saz Yashir, Moshe v'Yisrael Amruah. That's Pashit that it was said by Moshe and Klal Yisrael b'shasha alum min hayam after Kriyas Yamsuf, after they came out of the Yamsuf. The Hallel's there, but the regular Hallel, the one we say every Yamtiv, mi Amrei. Who is the one who said that one? So says the this price of Nevi'im Shebeinayim, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Sorry, Nevi'im Shebeinayim. Tiknu lahem liYisrael, the Nevi'im in monks Klal Yisrael were misakin this Shira for Klal Yisrael, shiyu oimim oisai al kol perak uperak, that they should say it on each period of time, meaning every regal that comes. V'al kol tzara v'tzara shalai tavei aleim, and any tzara that shouldn't come on Klal Yisrael, meaning that's a lashon sakinah, meaning any tzara that Rachman Tzlan hits Klal Yisrael, which in the Golem, when they're redeemed from the tzara, I mean, they say how agulasan for the fact that they're redeemed. Meaning, there's two reasons to say how. One is on a yomtiv, like we say every yomtiv how, and the other one is on a tzara. So let's say Chanukah, even if it's not a yomtiv, since they were saved from a tzara, so they say how. So Tanya, we have another. No, Shir Shel Teira Saz Yashir. That was Moshe v'Yisrael. Then we said how zumi amra. This was just an introduction. Shir Shel Teira is Pasha that Moshe said it. What about the howl? Who said howl? The regular howl. That was the Nevi'im Shebeinayim. Tanya, Hayor Meir Aimer, Kol Tishbachos, Hamur is the Sefer Tehillim, all the Tishbachos of Sefer Tehillim, Kulam David Amron, they were all composed by David HaMelech. Shenemar Kolu Tfilo is David Ben Yishai, Al Tikri Kolu Elo Kuloi. Don't read it Kalu, let's say, this is the end of the Tzvius of David Ben Yishai. Rather, Kulai means the entire Sefer Tehillim is the Tzvius of David Ben Yishai. He himself composed them. It's not pshat that some of them were just compiled from other Tzvius that other people had composed. Elakol Elu, Kalu Elakol Elu, all of these are the Tzvius of David Ben Yishai. So the way we have arguments in the Gemara, it says Kol Tishbachos Hamur is v'Sefer Tehillim. It's Mashma every all the Shiras, all the Shvach that was said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in was written by David Ben Yishai, meaning each and every capital. It's interesting. Rashi over here had a different Girsa of Kol Tfilois, and based on that Girsa, Rashi wants to say that it's not referring to necessarily the entire Sefer Tehillim, but rather it means all the Mizmorim that begin with the word Tfila. Right, Tfila Moshe or Tfila La'ani and so on, all of those were said by David Ben Yishai. The other ones that...
Because we have that Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos was on the Marisha Seder.
Right, so like Rashi's Girsa, it would be okay.
Right, it would fit in very well
right,
with Rashi.
Right, but according to the other Girsa, somehow you're going to have to say, the Gemara says, in other places, the Gemara says that there was... The David and Melech said, Sefer Tehillim Ayidei 10 people, 10 Nevi'im, one of them being Adam Arisha, and one of them being Moshe Rabbeinu, Avram Avinu. So, Lucher, you're going to have to say that those two prices argue with each other.
Right.
According to our Girsa.
I understand that specifically reference other people.
Right, like Tefillah Moshe. Right, I don't know how he's going to explain that. I mean, David and Melech wrote down... based on what Moshe said, but David HaMelech was the one who... No, if you wrote it down just word for word, he just compiled it, so then that's proof of what he's coming to say didn't happen. I mean, he's saying David composed it. David composed what Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, or based on something like that. Halal Zemi Amr. What about Halal? Who made Halal? Rabbi Yosi Aymer, Elazar Bini Aymer, my son Elazar, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, he says, Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosh Alam Min Hayam, Halal as well, besides Az Yashar, Halal as well was composed by Moshe and Klai Yisrael when they came out of the Yamsuf. V'chogon Elav Chavirov, and all his Chavirim argue with him, Laimer David Amr, that David was the one who said Halal, who made up Halal. V'nirin Devar Midivrayim, and says Rabbi Yosi, I think my son is more correct. His shita makes more sense than their shita, because as Yisrael shachtu was pischeim, is it shayach that Klai Yisrael was shachting a carbon pesach? V'not lulavim, and they're shaking their lulavim. V'le'amu shira, they're not going to say shira. I mean, from the times that of Matan Torah until David HaMelech came around, you think that they brought a carbon pesach without saying hal, and they shook a lulav and esek without saying hal? It's impossible. So it must be that hal was always there from the beginning.
Could be they said Shira just in a different format.
That's what the other Manava would obviously say, and Echanami. But yeah. He held that it's Mistamba, they said the same house, so it must be that the Hala was there from before.
Like they're either Bush or Lina or Yamaha.
Yeah. Right. Dover Acher, another Raya, Pisle Shal Micha Eme Bevechi, the pestle that Micha, the Avedizara that Micha made, was standing. Bevechi is either the name of a place, or it's a Lashon Saginara, it means to say Besimcha, meaning it's standing there in its full glory. We saw Aymer as a howl, because part of howl is like Lano Hashem, Lano Atzabeim, Kesav Yisov, and so on. And it doesn't make sense that they said that if the Pesal Micha was standing there in its full glory, or so it must be that howl was there from before. Tana Rabbanu. Kol shiris v'shishbacha she'amar David b'sefer Tehillim. All the shiris and shishbacha is the David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. Reb Lezer Aymer keneged atzma amram. He was talking, referring to his own self, his own life, his own trials and tribulations. They're all referring to his personal experiences. Rishu Aymer no keneged tzipor amram. He was talking about Klal Yisrael as a whole, not necessarily referring to his own personal experiences, but rather connected what Klai Yisrael went through and was going through. The Chum say it depends. Yeshmem connected Tzibur, some of them are connected to Tzibur, Yeshmem connected Atzmai, and some of them are connected Atzmai. Ha'amur is Beloshin Yachid, the ones that are said Beloshin Yachid are connected Atzmai. Those are the ones that are about David HaMelech's personal things. Ha'amur is Beloshin Rabim, the ones that were said over Beloshin Rabim, connected Tzibur, those are the referring to the Tzibur as a whole. Nitzuach v'nigun, any capital that uses the lashon of nitzuach, let's say lamnatzeach, or a lashon of nigun, let's say ben ginois, la'os elavai. So those are referring to what's going to happen, la'os elavai. Maskil, any capital that starts or that mentions the word maskil, i.e. the torgamon. It was used, they had a torgamon to say it over, meaning David HaMelech whispered it to the torgamon, and then the torgamon was the one who was mashmiyah, not that David himself said it out loud. L'David Mizmar, if it says L'David first and then Mizmar, so Melamed, so then it Shashar Shalav Shechina V'Achar Kachamer Shira, so the order was David HaMelech had Hashras Hashechina on him, and then because of the Hashras Hashechina, that's why he said the Shira. Right, so it was L'David first, there was Ashras HaShechina on David, and therefore Mizmar, therefore he's saying Shira. But Mizmar L'David, the opposite, when it says Mizmar L'David, Melamed Sha'amar Shira V'achakach Shar Sa'alav Shechina. So then it happened the other way around. First it was Mizmar, and then the Shechina came to David. Ayde the Mizmar. I mean, David said Shira, and through the Shira he was Zaycha to Ashras HaShechina. Lila Mencha, from here that we see that Ayidei the Simcha of Shira, it could lead to Hashras HaShechina. This teaches us She'ina shechina sheira, the shechina is not sheira, and a person doesn't rest on a person, let me take atzlus, not when he's in a matzav of atzlus, of laziness, let me take atzlus when he's sad, let me take schaik, or when he's joking around, let me take kalas roish, he's lightheaded, let me take dvarim betelim, or he's being oisik with dvarim betelim. The only way that a person can reach the Hashrayas HaShechina is from a matzav of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Shenemar, and we see the same concept by Elisha, when he wanted to have a nevuah, so he told the Nar, Ato Kuchuli Menagin, bring me a person to play music, V'hayakenagin HaMenagin, and when he played, V'ati Alav Yad Hashem, so then the Yad Hashem rested upon him. Omer Yehuda, Omer Rav.
That doesn't make sense with the fact that he got it first, then he sang, right? If the Shashina came before, he said the Mizmor.
So that case is not a right. I mean, maybe he had some other Simcha Shel Mitzvah at that point in time. Mm-hmm. We're just saying from here that we see that sometimes the Shira Gufa brought him to Shashina, so we see this concept. The other times it's not necessarily a kash on it, because we don't know that he was doing any of those other things, like in Kalas Roish. Maybe there was some other Simcha Shel Mitzvah.
Okay, but it's not really a raya because you have a both ways. Can't really bring a raya from here.
No, the raya is that sometimes the shira gufa brought to Hashoras Hashchina. We see that Simcha Shel Mitzvah
it's only. But you,
you don't see only. You don't see only, but you see that Simcha Shel Mitzvah leads to Hashoras Hashchina. That's what you see. The raya is.
But we said only from
Because that's the memra, but I think the raya, the first raya is that you need, even the second raya, you don't really see that it can't be from, you see it can't be from atzus. You don't see all of these things. You see that you need, that you use a simple shel mitzvah to go to get the Hashras Hashchina. As well, if a person wants to learn a sugya klar and come out correctly, he has to be mitaych simcha shel mitzvah, not mitaych one of these other things, atzus, and so on. Omar Rav Nachman v'chein l'chalayim toiv, if a person wants to go to sleep and have a good dream, so if he goes to sleep mitaych simcha, he'll have a good dream. If he goes to sleep from one of these other things, he won't be zeichet to a good dream. Any, is this so that a person should learn mitaych simcha shel mitzvah? Didn't Rav Gidl say in the name of Rav, call to Amma Chacham HaYeshev of Neir Abu, Yat Amma Chacham that's sitting in front of his Rebbe, the Ainz is Thais of Noites Mar, and his lips aren't dripping this bitter thing, that means he's sitting in a serious manner, Tichvene, so then his lips should be burnt. Shenemar, Siv Thais of Shanim, literally it means his lips are like roses, Noites Vez Mar over that are dripping this Besamim, Mar is one of the types of Besamim. Balsam oil, but we darshan al tikri shoyshanim. Don't read it shoyshanim, rather ela shoyshanim. Lips that are shoyshanim, that are learning. Al tikri mar over ela mar from the lashon of bitter. So when lips are learning, they have to be all serious and bitter. So we see that not supposed to have simcha shel mitzvah. So the Gemara says, like Kasha Rabbi Rabba of the Talmud. The first time it says, one's talking about the Rebbe, one's talking about the Talmud. The Rebbe has to have Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Talmud, since he's sitting in front of his Rebbe, he has to have the aim of his Rebbe, so he shouldn't be in a Simcha Dika mood, rather he has to be in a serious mood. The Baizema, or you can answer, Rabbi Rabba, maybe both of them are referring to the Rebbe, but like Kasha, Rabbi Kami, the Pasach, called the Balsam, the Pasach. One's talking about before he starts, you have to have a little bit of simcha. Then once he starts, so then it's time to get serious and learn seriously. Ki had the rabbi, just like we find by rabbi, mekami the pasuk of the rabbanu before he began saying the shir to the talmidim. Amar milsa b'dibichusa. He first said a light thing, a milsa b'dibichusa, ubalka rabbanu, and then they were misameach with it. Ulebesleif, and afterwards yasa be'emsa. He sat with ema upasav b'shmaitz, and he started saying the sugya. Tana rabbanu. How is that me Amrai? So when I have a bunch of shitas over here, who was the one who composed originally the Halal? Rabbi Elazar Aimer Moshe, the Yisrael Amru B'Shasha Amdu Al Yom. Moshe and Kaius said it when they went through the Yamsuf. Amru, because they said, Leilanu Hashem Leilanu. Right, as the Yam split, it was possible that the Mitzrayim could come through as well, and then it wouldn't help anything. So they daven to Hashem, please Hashem, save us, get rid of the Mitzrayim, and don't do it for our sake, rather do it for your sake. Meshiva Ruach HaKadosh, and the Ruach HaKadosh answered them, V'amr lehem, lemani lemani yasa, I'll take it, do it for my sake. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yeshua of Yisrael Amru, Yeshua and Klai Yisrael said, B'shosh Ha'om to Aleim Malchus Canaan, when they fought against the kings of Canaan to conquer Israel, they said again the same thing, Hashem, don't do it for our sake, do it for your name's sake. Meshiva and the Shechina answered back, lemani lemani yasa. Rabbi Loza Amidai Omer, Devaru Barak Amru, it was said by Devaru and Barak, B'shosh Ha'om to Aleim Sisra, when they went to fight against Sisra, Heim Amru Loilanu, again they said Loilanu Hashem, Ruach HaKadosh Meshiva, Vaymeres Lohem Lamani Lamani Esa. Rulazam and Azariah, Amr Chiskiya Vesiyase Amru, it was said by Chiskiya and his Chevra, Vishosha Amr Aleim Sanchev, when Sanchev was sieging them. Heim Amru Loilanu Umeshiva, they said Loilanu and Hashem answered back, Lamani Lamani Esa. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chanani Mishol Vazariah Amru, it was said by Chanani Mishol Vazariah B'shosha Amar Aleim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, when Nebuchadnezzar came up against them and wanted to kill them, throw them into the Kivshan Eish. Heim Amru, they said Leilanu Meshiva, and the Shechina answered back on Lamani Lamani Esa. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Mordechai V'Esther Amru B'shosha Amar Aleim Haman Arasha. Mordechai V'Esther said it when Haman came against them. Heim Amru Leilanu Meshiva, and the Shechina answered back Lamani Lamani. It wasn't said by any one specific person, but rather Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu Lehem, the Nevi'im of Klai Yisrael were Mesakim, this Shira for Klai Yisrael, Tiknu Lehem Yisrael, Shebeinayim said that they should say it, Akol Perak Vuperak, on every Yom Tiv, Akol Tzara V'Tzara Shalei Tov Lehem, and any Tzara that befalls Klai Yisrael, Yisrael, Kshenegolim, that when they could get redeemed from that Tzara, Aymer Maisai Agulas, and they say this Hallel for their Geula. Amar Reb Chista, Halleluka Seif Pirka. Whenever you have Halleluka, so sometimes we have Halleluka twice. So if you have Halleluka twice, let's say all the Hallelukas that we say in Davening, the last few Kapitel HaTzilim, it says Halleluka twice in between each one. We say, Yimayich Hashem Lo'elam Lekayach Yim L'dar V'dar Halleluka, and then it says Halleluka Kitayv Zamer. So over there where it says it twice, it's poshut that one is the end of the first Kapitel, and the next one is the beginning of the second Kapitel. But whenever you have one Halleluka between two Kapitlach Tilim, so then Reb Chista says, Halleluka B'Soy Perko, Halleluka is always the end of the Perek, not the beginning of the next Perek. Rav Baravuna Amar, Halleluka Reish Perko, no, the Halleluka is the beginning of the next Perek. Amar Reb Chista, says Reb Chista, Chazina Lehuda Tilei, Debate Rav Chanin Barav, I saw the Tilim of Rav Chanin Barav, the Ksibu Halleluka be'emsa pirka, that he had the halleluka in the middle of the parak, meaning to say there's a space between one parak and the other, so the halleluka was in the middle of the space, not on the right side of the space, not on the left side of the space, but rather in the middle of the space. So Allah misapkele, he was mesupik which one did it belong to? Did it belong to the previous parak? Did it belong to the beginning of the next parak? So therefore he put it in the middle to show that it might be here, it might be there. Amar Reb Chanan bar Rava, hakol moedim, everybody agrees, B'tilas Hashem Yidara Piv Yivarek Al Basar Shem Kotshe L'Olam Voed, then Halleluka the Basrei, because that last pasuk of Anachal Yivarek Kamei Atavir Alam Halleluka is from a different place. In Tilim, the capital ends by the Shem Kotshe L'Olam Voed. Then right afterwards it says Halleluka Halleluka Avdei Hashem Halleluka Nashi Yas Hashem. So that Halleluka over there, the Basrei, the Halukah that follows Reish Pirka is the beginning of that next parak, and it's not the end of Tehillah the David. It's not the end of Ashrei. Similarly, Rosh Yireh V'chol Shin of Yechkarak V'Namos Tavish V'Shoyim Toivid Halukah the Basrei Reish Pirka. So the Halukah that comes right afterwards, which is the Halukah, the first capital of Hal, again, that Halukah is the beginning of the next parak. It's not the end of that parak of Tavish V'Shoyim Toivid. V'sha'ayim v'beis Hashem Halleluka, and similarly the one of Ayim v'beis Hashem Halleluka, V'sha'ayim v'beis Hashem Halleluka l'basrei, the Halleluka that's following it, Reish Pirka. So these three, everybody agrees that the Halleluka is the beginning of the next capital, not the end of that capital. Kroy Mosif, and the ones that were Bekim in the Psukim, they added to the list, Afaselu, Minacha Baderach Yishta Alkeim Yom Reish, Halleluka the Basrei, the Halleluka that follows the Reish Pirka is the beginning of the next capital, not the end of that pasuk. And also Reishis Chalmayir Hashem Shekel Tevul Cholay Seim Halukud Vasoy the Halukud that follows that Reish Pirup is the beginning of the next capital. So the Gemara wants to say Neima Ketanei. Let us say that this, if Halukud is the end of the last capital, the beginning of the next capital is Machlokes Tanoim. Arheichan Hu Oimer, because the Mishnah discusses how far do you say how the before after the Agada before you make the brach of Gal Yisrael. You say after Eim Abadim Smecha, the first capital of Tilim. You say after Chayav Lamesh Amayin Mayim, the first two capital of Tilim. V'tani idach, we have another brayse that says Arheichan Uaimer. Until where do you say Howl? B'Shamei Eim Abetzeis Yisrael. So Lachayr is the same place, but instead of mentioning the end of the first capital, he mentioned the beginning of the second capital. You say up to Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Meaning you say to the end of the second capital, so he mentions up until the beginning of the third capital, until Leilonu Hashem Leilonu. Now, why did one Brisa say the end of the first capital and the end of the second capital respectively, and the second Brisa said the beginning of the second capital and the beginning of the third capital? My lab alchemistically, the chari, the machlokes is like this. The Madam who says Eim Abonim Smecha is because the Haluka is the beginning of the capital. So that Haluka belongs to Betzesi Somer Zayim. So he said Ad Eim Abonim Smecha because that's where you stop. The Haluka does not go with Eim Abonim Smecha. Haluka is Beish Pirko. Manda Omar and the second Baisa that said Ad Betzesi Yisrael, the Beisham says you say until Beis Yisrael. That means up until Betzesi Yisrael you say. That means you say Eim Abonim Smecha Haluka. That means the Haluka belongs to the first capital, not to the second capital. So Sarah must be healed, Haluka's Leif Pirko. And for the Gemara, no. Reb Chista Metaratz Tamei, Reb Chista could explain both prices to Shitasoi, that Kuli Alma Savi Haluka Seipirka, everybody agrees that Haluka is the end of the capital. So Madam Rabbi Tzeis Yisrael Shapir, so the one who says Ab Tzeis Yisrael is very good, because you say up to Tzeis Yisrael, including the Haluka, because Haluka is the end of the first capital. Umanda Amar Eim Abonim Smecha, the one who says that you say up to Eim Abonim Smecha, the reason why he said Ad Eim Abonim Smecha is Ad V'Ad B'Chal, because he holds Ad B'Chal. So if you would say Ad V'Tzeis Yisrael, you would say including B'Tzeis Yisrael. So he said Ad Eim Abonim Smecha to say you say through Eim Abonim Smecha and you don't start B'Tzeis Yisrael. So affecting more of a name Ad Haluka. So why didn't he say Ad Haluka? V'Chitem, maybe you'll say D'Lo Yedin and Haluka. If he would say Ad Haluka, the Tilm is full of those words. So which Haluka are we referring to? So that's why he said Ad Eim Abadim Smecha, but it means the pasuk of Eim Abadim Smecha, including the word Haluka. Maybe that's what you'll answer me. But the name of Haluka Shal Eim Abadim Smecha, he could have just said clearly, say through the Haluka of Eim Abadim Smecha. Says the Gemara Kasha. Then Rabba Baravuna Metaretz Tamei, Rabba Baravuna who says Haluka is Reish Pirka, so he's Metaretz Tamei, but that both prices can stem with him, and he'll say the exact opposite. The Kuliyama Haluka Reish Pirka, everybody agrees that Haluka is the beginning of the next capital. Manda Amar Neim Abadim Smecha Shaper is very good. Umanda Amar Ad Betzis Yisrael, the one who said Ad Betzis Yisrael, and he didn't say Ad Haluka, or Ad Eim Abadim Smecha, the reason is, Sava Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal, because he held Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal. So if you would say Ad Eim Abonim Smecha, so then you wouldn't even say those words. You wouldn't even finish the first capital. So he had to say Abed Tzeis Yisrael Mimitzayim, so to tell us to say the entire first capital. But Frank the Gemara, the same Kasha of Eim Ad Haluka, he should say Ad Haluka. If Ad is Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chal, so you should say Ad Haluka, because you say Up to Haluka, you don't say Haluka. V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, like we said before, if he would say Ad Haluka, Deloya didn't hey Haluka, we wouldn't know which Haluka is referring to. Same Kasha will ask, the name Ad Haluka Shabbat says so. Say you should say up to the Haluka of Betzeis Yisrael. Says the Mar Kasha. Then the Mishnah said that your Choisim after the Haggadah and after the Hal, you end off with saying a bracha of Geula of Goel Yisrael. So Amar Rava. Kriyashma v'Howl, when in Birkas Kriyashma, when you say Gal Yisrael, and in also in Howl, that's not referring to the Howl of every day, because that Howl, you don't say Gal Yisrael, but rather it means the Howl that you say by the Seder night, that afterwards you say the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. So in these two, the Bracha is Gal Yisrael, Lashon Avar, because you're thanking Hashem for the Geula that was in the past. did Slaysa, Masha Enkin, when you say in Shemana Esrei, the bracha is Goy El Yisrael, because it's not a lashon of Avar, but rather it's a lashon of happening, either Haiva or Asid, because my time at the Rachmaninu, because over there you're not praising Hashem Adarab, you're being Mavakish, you're asking for Rachmanit, you're davening. So if that's the case, you don't say in the past, Fakir, you're asking for the present and for the future. Reb Zeira, similarly said Reb Zeira, the Kiddusha, in Kiddush, the Nusach is Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, going in the past, Ditzloysa, and when it comes to davening, it's Kadshenu b'mitzvaysav, because over there it's not, again, we're not thanking Hashem for the best, but rather it's a tefillah for the future. Hashem, please be mekadoshos with your mitzvahs. My time at the Rachmaninu. Reb Akiva bar Yaakov, it's Sarah Sheyaski Yitzias Mitzvah b'Kiddush. When a person makes Kiddush, he has to mention on Shabbos, he has to mention on Yom Tov, he has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because Ksiv Hach Lamatiskar Yoim, because it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lamatiskar Yoim, Tzisra Meretz Mitzrayim. Uksiv Hasam, it says by Shabbos, Kiddush, Zorkas Yom HaShabbos Akachoi. Rashbam speaks out all other Yom Tov, and I learned Stam with the Mamatzinu from Pesach, but Shabbos, the Kiddush, you would think Shabbos is a whole different thing. But Abba Bikin, the Xer Shabbos says, Tiskaru to Zachar, that you should mention, that you should remember Shabbos with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some Rishonim say that what Shaychus does Shabbos have to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because in Mitzrayim, the Medrash says they were Meshabed them with the 39 Malachis, and now that they were redeemed from Mitzrayim, they got redeemed, they got saved from these 39 Malachis, and because of that, Hashem said on Shabbos to remember that you're going to be Shoivis from the 39 Malachis. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Ditzloisa, in davening you daven Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. The Aftarta, Masha Enkin, when it comes to Aftara, you don't say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, but rather you say Magin David. V'asisi lecha Shem Gadol Kishem Agdim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, I'll make for you a great name like I made the name of the Gedolim. So the Gedolim over here is referring to the Avos Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So what does this pasuk mean? Tanu Rabbi Yosef, Zehu Shomer Magen David. The same way that we say the bracha of Avos, we say Magen Avraham, and we mention all the Avos. So too, there's going to be a bracha of Magen David. Arim Shem ben Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu v'Escha, I'll make you the great Gadol. Zehu Shomim Elokei Avram, Vavorecha, then I'll bench you. What does that mean? Zehu Shomim Elokei Yitzchak, Vagal Shemecha, Zehu Shomim Elokei Yaakov, that will say Elokei Yaakov. Yochai Yuchaisim Kulim, I would think the same that we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, so the Chasim at the end of the bracha would also be with all of them. We would say Magen Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Tamalem Vehaye Bracha, V'chol Chaisim V'ein Chaisim B'Kulim, that you're only Chaisim with one, with Avram Avinu, and not with the other Avis. Amar Rava, Ashkachtina Lisabi de Pumbedisa, I met the Zakenim of Pumbedisa, the Yasi de Kami, that they were sitting and saying, Bishabata, that on Shabbos, Bein B'Tzlaisa, whether it's in the Shemini Esrei of Shabbos, Bein B'Kedusha, or whether it's in the Kiddush of Shabbos, they ended the Brachas Mekadosh HaShabbos, and you don't mention Klai Yisrael. B'Yumatayva, Masha Enke, when it comes to Yom Tiv, Bein B'Tzlaisa, Bein B'Kedusha, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, whether it's Kiddush or whether it's Davening, you mention Yisrael, and you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. And I disagree with them, and I told them, Adarab, so when it comes to Shemini Esrei, Bein B'Shabbata, Bein B'Yom Tov, whether it's the Shemini Esrei of Shabbos, or whether it's the Shemini Esrei of Yom Tov, the Chasima should be Mekadosh Yisrael, and that's it. You don't mention Shabbos, you don't mention Yom Tov. The Kiddusha, and when it comes to Kiddush, the Shabbat on Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos, you mention Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yom Tov, and when it comes to Yom Tov, you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. That was the machloikis. Now he says, "Vano amin atayim didi." I'll explain my shita. What's my reason? Atayim didchu and your reason. Atayim didchu. The reason that they always by Shabbos never mentioned Klai Yisrael is because Shabbos the kviyah v'kaima Shabbos, which is set. You don't need Klai Yisrael to be mekadosh the months in order to have Shabbos. The days of the week are always 7-day cycle, and without any kiddush, it just goes automatically. So therefore, bein mitzlis, bein mekadusha, mekadosh haShabbos, and there's no makom to mention Klai Yisrael. Yumatayva, when it comes to Yom Tov, the Yisrael who dekavi leid lemoyed, that the Yisrael is the Yisrael are the ones who are kaveya the moyadim. The kama'abi yarki by being ma'abi the chadashim, they decide when the Yom Tov come. The Kavod HaShanim and their Kavod HaShanim, they decide which year should be a leap year and which year should not be a leap year. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, therefore you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim because the Kiddush of the Zmanim only comes through Klal Yisrael. The time of the day, what's shot in my svar that by davening you always say Mekadesh Yisrael? Teretz slice of the Rabbim davening, which is done betzibur. So the Rabbim said that it's done betzibur Mekadesh Yisrael. So you mentioned the covet of Klal Yisrael, and you finish off with Mekadesh Yisrael. Kiddush, which is biyachid, is normally done at home in biyachidus privately. So then the biyachid is the Shabbos Mekadesh Hashabbos, the Yontif Mekadesh Yisrael Bezman. Because the mice at the end of the day, like we explained before, the Kiddush of Yontif comes through Klal Yisrael. So even biyachid, it makes sense to mention Mekadesh Yisrael Bezman because you're Mekadesh Yisrael, who's Mekadesh Bezman.
One second. What does
Yontif
have to do with? But what does Tzibur have to do with not saying Yisrael?
No, Tzibur. Since it's Tzibur, you should mention Yisrael, even though it's Shabbos.
But in Kiddush.
And Kiddush, which is done by Yachid, so that's why you don't mention Yisrael on Shabbos.
Shabbos and davening, you say Mekadesh
Yisrael. No, because we pass on like the other Shita.
Oh, but he's saying you should do it. But
Yeah.
And
Yontif, you always say because the Kiddush of Yontif only came through Kaisel through the fact that they're Ma'abed Chadashim and Ma'abed Shonim. Says the Gemara of Elohi, this far is not accurate because Sloisa B'Yachim Milasi, there's no such thing as Davin B'Yachidus. The Kiddush of Rabbi Milasin, there's no such thing as making Kiddush B'Tziva. You could make Kiddush in Shul like we had earlier. When they have these big Sudas, let's say a Chasen or things like that, you can make it a B'Shabbat Brachas, you can make Kiddush B'Tziva. So the Rabbi will answer you, Sabra Zil Basa Iker. You go Basa the main thing, meaning the main Tziva is normally always B'Tziva, and the main Kiddush is normally always B'Yachid. You're right that sometimes there's exceptions, but that's the normal protocol. Ulu Barab, Nachas Kamidi Rabbah. Ulu Barab went in front of was one time we went down in front of Rabbi Amaka Sabi de Pumbadis. He did like the Sabi de Pumbadis, like the first Shita, that on Shabbos you don't mention Klal Yisrael, not in davening, not in Kiddush. And Rabbi himself, who was the other Shita, didn't object, didn't say anything. Alma says the Gemara Hadabi, so we see that even Rabbi, who said that you should mention in Shemar Esrei on Shabbos Mekadesh Yisrael, he himself was Chayzer. Rabbi Bar Nos, Avuda Rabuna, Breder of Nos, and Nachas Kamedi Rabbi, he was once a chazan in front of Rabbi Papa Amar Kasabi de Pumbadisi. He said also like the Sabi de Pumbadisi, just Mekadesh and Shabbos without mentioning Klai Yisrael, the Shabbos, Rabbi Papa was Meshabeach him for doing correct. Amar Ravina, Ana Ikla, the Surah, one time I came to Surah Kamedi Meremer in front of Ramemer, Menachas Kamei, Shaduk de Surah, and the chazan went down to Davin in front of him. Rabbi Amar Kasabi de Pumbadisi, he as well did like the Sabi de Pumbadisi, that he said Mekadesh HaShabbos without mentioning Klai Yisrael. Rabbi Mishaski, the Kulam and the Tzibur was trying to shush him down to quiet him that he was doing the wrong thing. Amunahu and Merema said to them, Shloku, leave him alone. Hilchasaka Sabi de Pumbadisa, because you're passing like the Sabi de Pumbadisa that you're not supposed to mention Klai Yisrael. Vilay Mishaski, and then they stopped quieting him down, and some add in the gears over here that the Gemara fears is Hilchasaka Sabi de Pumbadisa, that's Taka Halachal Maisa to do like the Sabi de Pumbadisa. Okay.